Welcome to your five for the day. I guess everyone listening today has travelled in a lift at some time. Unless you are like a friend of mine who is scared to travel in a lift and so always looks for the stairs in a building, no matter how many flights of stairs she has to climb. I was in a lift recently and there were 14 floors. There is usually someone standing by the buttons, obligingly pushing the correct one, so that each passenger arrives at their chosen destination. However, on this occasion, there was a young man in control, and for some reason he said, "I assume we are all heading for the same destination," to which everyone nodded in agreement. It was only a small throwaway remark, seemingly quite inconsequential, but it set me thinking. I said to myself, if I asked people where they thought they were headed for after this life finishes, I guess I would receive a number of different answers. Some would say with total indifference and carelessness that they were headed either for the earth or the crematorium and that would be the end. Others might say they weren't overly religious, but that they hoped or assumed they would go to heaven, if there was one. Whilst a few would say with absolute confidence that they were sure they were going to heaven. Reading the Bible makes it clear that though it will be a case of dust to dust relative to our bodies, each of us has a soul that will live on into eternity. So in that respect, death is never the end. Again, those who vaguely hope they will be in heaven will meet with eternal disappointment unless they have taken definite steps in time to ensure they will be in heaven. So how, you may ask, can an apparent few say with total confidence they are going to heaven? This is not vain presumption. Rather, it is understanding and taking Jesus at his word. On one occasion, he spoke of heaven as his Father's house, pointing out that there were many mansions or abiding places there. He also made it categorically clear that if we wanted to gain access to heaven, his Father's home, then we would have to come his way or no way. He said, "I am the way. No one can come to the Father's house but by me." The inference of these words is that he and he alone is the means of access to heaven. Put another way, he claims to be the door. So if we come via him, we shall be saved. So if heaven is a certainty, and it is, if there is only one means of access, and there is, I wonder, can I ask you into which of the three categories I mentioned do you fall? Do you believe death and oblivion is the end for us all? Do you have a vague hope that if there is a heaven, you will be there? Or are you fully assured today that having trusted Jesus as your Saviour and Lord, it is well with your soul, and heaven is going to be your eternal destination and home? You see, if it is the Father's house, and he says the only means of access is by trusting his Son, then he also lets us know how to obtain the key of the door. You would have no right just to come into my home any time you liked, because it is my home, and I say who is welcome and who is not. So too with heaven. We need to come God's way through the Lord Jesus, or be denied entrance. Today, through taking a simple step of faith, you can be assured of a wonderful, eternal home waiting for you whenever and however you leave this scene of time. So why not trust the Saviour today and be at rest for time and for eternity? May God bless you with his salvation as we thank you for your company.